You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated is on the phone line. It's a busy weather day across the Midwest. Tell me what's been happening, Drew.
Well, first of all, the cold weather this morning brought freezes and possible wheat damage to the southern plains, really from southern Kansas down into most of western Texas. Temperatures dropping down into the teens and 20s. It is April 10th, and that's not a good time of the year to have that kind of temperature, especially after 80 and lower 90-degree temperatures were reported the two previous days. So we are going from one extreme to the other back there, and it's really stressing the crop. Producing further losses, unfortunately, for some hard red winter wheat country. In the meantime, we saw some hefty amounts of rain and freezing rain working their way across eastern Nebraska and southeastern South Dakota over to Michigan in the last 24 hours. Some 1 to 2.5 inch amounts of moisture helping out greatly some of the drier areas in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota and southeastern South Dakota. Even Nebraska has been involved with some substantial precipitation in the last 24 hours with some pretty impressive snow accumulations occurring up there and an opportunity for, again, a boost in soil moisture to occur for them when the snow melts. And additional precipitation will occur in all of these areas I just mentioned as we go forward through the coming week. There's two, if not three, storm systems expected to move across the north half of the plains and into the heart of the Midwest. Now, for the lower parts of the Midwest, we're probably going to see a little more fieldwork occur here today before a line of thunderstorms works its way from west to east across the region. That is going to set us back out of the fields again for a little while, but we'll probably have 2 days worth of dry weather after that, maybe to three. And then some more showers occurring across that particular part of the Midwest. All other areas in the Midwest are probably going to see a high enough repeating nature of showers and thunderstorms and even some snowfall over the coming week to 10 days to keep field work to a minimum. So really from the Ohio River southward to the Delta, the Tennessee River Basin in the southeastern states is where most of our field work is going to occur for a while.
We'll be slowed down. Will we bring temperatures back up and consequently soil temperatures up to the point at which farmers will be able to get into the field fairly quickly after the rains come in?
Well, you know, that's going to be a tough struggle, but we will do a little bit of that. I think we're going to be bouncing around on these temperatures quite a bit, so don't look for the big dramatic warm-up. We're going to continue flirting around that 50-degree minimum required temperature pretty much over the next 10 days. It'll be good for some areas, and some areas may be pocketed as being rather cool for a while. So we're going to have to wait a little longer before we can get more aggressive with a warm-up across the region.
And then turn your attention quickly to South America and your thoughts on China.
In South America, Brazil's rainy season is about to end. Looks like as we go through the weekend into next week, there'll be a significant decline in precipitation. It is that time of the year. We should expect this to be a quasi-permanent feature for the northern parts of crop country there. And Argentina will see a freeze, perhaps, on Friday and Saturday mornings, which may do a little bit of damage to some of the immature double-crop soybeans. In China, everything looks very good right now. I don't think there's a problem out there in the key wheat or corn-producing areas. They should become more aggressive with their corn planting in the next 10 days.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Remember, you can find all the USDA numbers from the WASDE figures online from us at willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.